because that same dude completely, I'm digressing for a second, but just to paint a picture of who this guy is, this dude watched one season of Breaking Bad and then decided to start making meth and then blew him and his friend up in a trailer in DeVille, I think.
Wait, was this man dead?
No, he's alive. He's alive. Okay. Him and his friend are still alive. But the scariest thing was that when he woke up in the hospital after blowing them up, there was maybe an assistant district attorney, or I can't remember who it was, but there was like a prosecutor there with the cops when he woke up, because a lot of meth labs had been exploding in Louisiana at the time. So it was like a thing they're really trying to crack down on. And
I'm from Iowa. It's very methy here also.
Yeah. When this dude woke up, the ADA told him, if your friend dies, I'm charging you for murder. It's so then
him if your friend dies, I'll kill him.
Yeah. If dude, him and his friend pulled through so hard. Once they realized what the charges were, they were like, yo, neither one of us could die, man. Please.
Right.
And so then, yeah, they both did a little time and now they're out. But yeah. So back to the story, though. So what ended up happening was that I put all his business out there, but I'm never going to say his name, so it's okay. But basically,
it's Alexi.
Wouldn't that be wild if I just as a red herring, I'm like, oh, it's Alexi. I would never bring that name up again.
Yeah.
So this is the thing, right? The guy who sold him the fox, mm-hmm. he had actually hooked up with that guy's girlfriend and didn't know that guy knew. So then that guy that he, you know, like hooked up with the girlfriend of heard he wanted a dog and was like, oh, bro, I got a dog. And then sold him a fox.
This was a revenge fox.
It was a revenge fox.
Yeah, you fuck her, I'll fox you.
Dude, a revenge fox.
A revenge fox. That is...
Isn't that okay. crazy?
I mean, yeah, no, I respect that man. I got respect for him.
Also, he must have been like, I can't believe it worked. So when dude left, he was probably like, I can't believe he just gave me $2,000.
Because also, why does he have a fox?
I mean, he's out. He's out there in like the country, though. So he probably just caught it.
I guess, but...
Because I imagine he had been cooking this up. I'm sure that... Here's the thing. This guy that I know is like... He's wild and he's out there. Like I said, he watched Breaking Bad. He didn't even watch enough seasons of it and then started making meth.
Well, so I mean, the show also lets you know up top this is not a good idea, but...
Yeah, but he didn't even see the twists and turns it could take. He just thought he had the recipe and went to Walmart and bought a bunch of supplies.
And that's why it blew up, because this is true about Breaking Bad. When they would do the montages of cooking meth, mm-hmm. they legally have to put them out of order.
Yeah, I'm sure that he...
So he thought that was the proper order you make meth, but it's done wrong on purpose, and you made a bomb.
Yeah, and he bought a fox, and then he just sort of let it go, because he was like, it clearly don't want to be here, so I'm just going to let it peace out. Which is such a crazy thing to think. You bought this fox like a puppy bed. Like, you've been taking care of this fox for like 2 months, and then you're like, oh yeah, you really don't want to be inside, so I'm going to let you roll however you want to. Which is just it's so funny to me too, because I wonder if the fox ever like came back to visit and stuff. Cause it
knows there's food there.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like, it clearly doesn't want to be domesticated, but it also knows like, hey, I got a good gig here. Like, there's water, there's food on demand.
You could have like an outdoor cat situation, you know, I could just come back every now and then, say hi to your fox. Well, I mean, you can't pet it cause it'll bite you.
Yeah, you can't pet it because it thinks it's an attack, but yeah.
That's fucking wild.
Isn't that bonkers?
I want to be very clear, every word you have said for the last 15 minutes was just a lot.